Shivi. And the pasuk continues with the topic of Avodah Zarah. However, this parsha is talking about an individual that worships Avodah Zarah. Vim nefesh achas techet avishkoga. And if a person will worship Avodah Zarah b'shoigeg unintentionally, v'kriva eiz bashnoso lechatos, and he will bring a goat, a female goat, in its first year as a karban chatos. And although it says in Parshas Vayikra that if an individual does an avera b'shoigeg, he has a choice, he can either bring a female goat or a female sheep, over here the halacha is different. And when one is oivid avodah zarah unintentionally, he has to bring a female goat. He does not have a choice to bring a female goat or a female sheep. V'chiper ha-kohen, and the kohen will atone ala nefesh ha-shoigeges, on this soul that sinned unintentionally b'cheta b'shkogel lefnei Hashem, by sinning b'shoigeg before Hashem, l'chaper olav, in order to atone on him with this carbon, v'nislach loy, and he will be forgiven. Ha-ezrach b'vnei Yisroel v'la-ger ha-gar b'seicham, the native among the Bnei Yisrael, and also the Ger, Torah Achas Yilachem La'osa Bishkaga. There will be one law for the Ger and the Ezrach for a person that worships Avodah Zarah B'shoigeg unintentionally. And the pasuk continues, V'hanefesh asher taseh b'yad Rama. What happens if somebody worships Avodah Zarah intentionally b'mezid, mina Ezrach mina Ger, whether he is a native or a Ger, es Hashem hu megadeh, it is as if he curses Hashem, v'nichus ha'nefesh ahi mikerev amo. And if there are no Edim or no Hasra, then he receives Kuras, his life will be cut short. However, if there are Edim, witnesses, and Hasra, and a warning, then he will be punished with the death penalty of Skila, stoning. And since the Pasuk says, Es Hashem hu megadeif v'nechusa, we also learn that one who curses Hashem is Chayiv Kuras. Ki devar Hashem boza. By worshipping Avodah Zarah b'mezid, he is being mevazeh, he is embarrassing the word of Hashem. Which word of Hashem? Anoichi v'lo yilcha, the first two dibrois of the Aseres HaDibrois, which refer to Avodah Zarah. Ves mitzvosai hefar. And by being mevazeh the beginning of the Aseres HaDibrois, he will come to nullify all the mitzvos. He kares tikares hanefesh ahi avoinavo. This person shall receive kares as long as his avera is with him. But if he does tshuva, then he will not receive kares. Zok Rashi Pasuk Chav Zayin, Techeto Bishkoga, he will sin Bishogig by the Avera of Avodah Zarah. Eiz Bashnosa, he will bring a female goat. Shar Averis, by other Averis, Yochid Mevi Kisba Oiseira. By other Averis, an individual can bring either a female sheep or a female goat. Ubizu, however, by Avodah Zarah, Kavala Seira, the Torah says that he has to bring a female goat. And if the person sins Biyad Roma Bemezid intentionally, Es Hashem hu megadef, mecharef, he is cursing Hashem. Like the Pasuk says, V'hoitza cherpa ugedufa, she will be for an embarrassment and a curse. And the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Asher godfu narei melech Ashur, that the lads of the king of Ashur curse. So we see megadef means to curse. V'oi dorshu rabbi senu mikan, and also our chachamim learned from here, L'mevorech es Hashem, to one who curses Hashem, shehu bekoris, that he is punished with koris. Because it says, es Hashem hu megadef v'nechrusa, one who curses Hashem receives koris. Although Rashi says, mevorech es Hashem, which literally means one who blesses Hashem, however, this is a euphemism for somebody who curses Hashem, because Rashi did not want to write, mekalil es Hashem. Dvar Hashem bozo, he is embarrassing the word of Hashem, azoros avodah zarah mipi hagvura, because the Azara, the warning of not worshipping Avodah Zarah, was said by Hashem, because the first two Dibrois were said by Hashem. And that's why it's called the word of Hashem. Vashar, and the rest of the Aseres HaDibrois, Mipi Moshe, Moshe said it. Avoinavo, Bizman Sha Avoinavo. As long as his Avera is still with him, then he will receive Koras. Shaloi Asa Tshuva. As long as he did not do Tshuva. And the Pasuk continues, Vayu V'nei Yisrael Ba'midbar, and the B'nei Yisrael were in the desert. Vayimse'u, and they found Ish Mekoshish Eitzim, a person gathering wood b'yom ha-Shabbos, on the day of Shabbos. And the Gemara in Shabbos explains what exactly the Isser was that this person did. According to Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, the Mekoshish Eitzim was over the Isser of Mavir Dalet Amos Bereshus HaRabim, carrying four Amos in a public domain. According to this Pshat, it is very good why the Pasuk says, Vayu v'nei Yisrael ba-Midbar. Isn't it obvious that the B'nai Yisrael were in the Midbar? Why did the Pasuk have to say it? The Pasuk is telling us, Vayu v'nei Yisrael ba-Midbar. Since the B'nai Yisrael were in the Midbar, and they totaled 600,000 people, and that constitutes a Rishus HaRabim, therefore when the Mekoshesh carried four Amis in such an area, it is considered Mavir Dalet Amis B'Rishus HaRabim, and he is Chayiv. In a Braisa, it is said, that the Isser of the Mekoshesh was Toilesh, the Isser of uprooting a tree on Shabbos. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov says his Isser was Ma'amer, gathering wood or gathering anything that grows from the ground on Shabbos. Ma'amer is one of the Lamates Melachos. Vayakrivu Oisai, and they brought him close. Who brought him close? Hamoitzim Oisai Mekoshesh Eitzim, the ones who found him gathering the wood. And they warned him, do not gather wood. And in front of these Edim, he continued to gather the wood. They brought him El Moshe Vel Aharon, to Moshe and to Aharon, Vel Kol Eidah, and to the whole assembly. Vayanichu Oisai Bamishmar, and they placed him in a jail, Kiloi Parash Maya Yosalai, because it was not clarified what shall be done to him. They knew he was Mechuyev Misa, because at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mechalle HaMos Yumas, one who desecrates the Shabbos should be put to death. However, they weren't sure which Misa he should receive. Should he receive the Misa of Chenek, strangulation, because Stam Misa HaAmura Batara is Chenek, whenever the Torah does not specify the Misa, we say it is Chenek, strangulation, or does he receive the Misa of Skila, stoning? Since one who is Mechal Shabbos is equivalent to one who is Oivid Avodah Zarah, worships Avodah Zarah, and we know Oivid Avodah Zarah is Chayev Misa Skila, so too, somebody who is Mechal Shabbos should also receive the Misa of Skila. And that was their question, and that's why he was placed in jail until they could verify and clarify the answer. Let us see the Rashis. Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vayu Bnei Yisrael Bamidbar Vayimtsu, Begnusan Shel Yisrael Dibar HaKosov. The pasuk is telling us a degrading thing about Klal Yisrael. Shelo shamru el Shabbos Rishona. They only watched and kept the first Shabbos. Uvishnia. However, on the second Shabbos, Bozev v'chilala, this person came and desecrated the Shabbos. According to the simple meaning of Rashi, Rashi is bothered why it says Vayu v'nei Yisrael b'Midbar, and the answer is Vayu v'nei Yisrael b'Midbar, and it happened immediately when the b'nei Yisrael were in the Midbar. The second Shabbos, already this person came and was Mechalal Shabbos. The Maskil of David asks a few questions on this Rashi. First, he wants to know, what does it mean Shabbos Rishonah they kept and Shnia Bozev v'chilala? What was the first Shabbos and the second Shabbos from? Now we know in Mara, before Matan Torah, they received certain mitzvahs. They received the mitzvah of Paraduma, Kibud Avoim, certain dinim, dinei mamonis, and also certain halachos of Shabbos. So does Rashi mean that Shabbos Rishonah, the first Shabbos after Mara, they kept? However, the second Shabbos, Bozev v'chilala, this cannot be, because we mentioned earlier that they knew already Mechalalei HaMos Yumas. And if they knew that pasuk was said in Sinai, not in Mara. So this had to take place after Matan Torah. Elamai, you're going to say that they kept the first Shabbos after Matan Torah and the second Shabbos after Matan Torah, Bozev v'chilala. This also cannot be, because it says that they came before Moshe and Aharon. And 2 weeks after Matan Torah, Moshe was not around. He was in Shemayim getting the Luchais from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how can we say that it means the second Shabbos after Matan Torah? So we have to know what it means, Rishona Ushnia. Secondly, the Maskil of David asks, why was it a Gnai for Klal Yisrael that one person was the one who was Mechal Shabbos? We know in Parshas Emor, Rashi tells us at the end of the Parsha, that it was a shvach, a praise for Klal Yisrael, that Shlomis Bas Divri was the only Zayna in all of Klal Yisrael. So just like over there, one person doing an Avera is considered a shvach, a praise, here too, the fact that one person was Mechal Shabbos should be a shvach. Why does Rashi call this a gnai? And the Maskil of David explains as follows. We know that the person who was the Mekoshesh Eitzim was Tzlafchad. And Chazal tell us, Tzlafchad L'shem Shemayin Hischavnu. Tzlafchad had good intentions when he was Mechal Shabbos, because after the Maisa Meraglim in the second year, Klal Yisrael started to do Averis and started to be Mechal Shabbos. They felt that they weren't going into Eretz Yisrael anyway, so why do they have to keep the mitzvahs and keep Shabbos? And when Tzlafchad saw this, it bothered him immensely, and he decided that he was going to show Klal Yisrael what happens to somebody who is Mechal Shabbos. And he went ahead and was Mechal Shabbos with Asra in front of Edim, and he was killed. This way, Klal Yisrael saw how he was punished, and that would scare them off from continuing on their evil ways. According to this pshat, it is very good why it is considered a gnai for Klal Yisrael, because we are not saying that one person sinned and therefore it's a gnai. No, if one person sins, then it's a shvach. However, over here, everybody was sinning. They were all over Avera. Tzlafchad just sinned in order to get punished to show Klal Yisrael what the punishment is for somebody who sinned. The gnai that Rashi is discussing was the gnai that all of Klal Yisrael were doing Averis. According to this pshat, this is the way we read Rashi. Zok Rashi, Bignushan Shal Yisrael Dibar HaKosav. The pasuk is speaking derogatory against Klal Yisrael. Shalai Shamru Ela Shabbos Rishayna. According to the Maskil of David, we have to read it like this. Shalai Shamru Ela Shabbos Barishayna. They only kept the Shabbosais in the first year that they were in the Midbar, before the Avera of the Meraglim. Uvishnia, and in the second year after the Avera of the Meraglim, they stopped keeping Shabbos, all of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Bozev Echillah, this person Slavchot came and was Mechal Shabbos to show Klal Yisrael what the punishment is. And the Maskil of David says that although it is difficult to read Rashi like this, Shalai Shamru Ela Shabbos Barishayna, however, it is better to have a difficulty in the wording of Rashi than to have difficulty in the whole understanding of the topic. And according to the Maskil of David, the words Vayu Vnei Yisrael Bamidbar are very good. Vayu Vnei Yisrael Bamidbar, since the Bnei Yisrael were stuck in the Midbar and they weren't going to enter Eretz Yisrael after the story of the Meraglim, and because of that they started to sin, therefore Vayimtzu Ish Mekoshesh Eitzim, there was a person, Slavchad, who went and was Mekoshesh Eitzim B'yom HaShabbos in order to show Klal Yisrael what their punishment would be. Zok Rashi HaMoitzim Oisim Mekoshesh, the ones who found them gathering the wood, Shehastrubai, they warned him, V'lo Hiniach Melekoshesh Af Mishimatzu V'Hastrubai, he did not stop gathering the wood even after they saw him and warned him. Ki lo parish mai yasalai, lo hayu yoidim be'ezim misa yomus. They did not know which misa he deserved. They weren't sure if it was chenek or skila. Aval yoidim hayu shamechal Shabbos b'misa. They did know that one who desecrates the Shabbos is chayiv misa, because the pasuk says mechal leho mois yumas. And therefore he was placed in jail in order to find out what shall be done with him. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, mois yumas ha'ish. This man must be put to death. Rogoim oisei ba'avonim kol ha'edo michutz la'machaneh. The whole assembly should pelt him with stones outside the machaneh. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with the Svarah that one who is Mechal Shabbos is like one who is Oved Avodah Zarah and is Chayev the Misa of Skilo. Vayotziu oisei kol ha'edo el michutz la'machaneh, and the whole edo took him outside the machaneh. Vayirgumu oisei ba'avonim, and they pelted him with stones. Vayomais, and he died. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moshe. Zok Rashi pasuk lamed hei rogoim pashant belaz. Rogoim means constantly pelting him. V'chein holoich alant, and also the word holoich also means constantly going. V'chein zochor v'shomor, and also the word zochor and shomor, always remembering and always watching, because all these words are set up the same way with a comment and then a cholim. Rogoim holoich zochor and shomor. All meaning constantly. Zok Rashi vayotziu oisoi, and they took him out of the machane. Mikan, from here we learn shebeis haskila chutz v'rochak mibezdin, that the beis haskila, the place where they stone a person, will be far and a distance from Bezdin. And the Gemara tells us the reason for this. First of all, we do not want people to say that the place of Bezdin is a place of roitzchim, of murderers. This way, we place the execution area far from Bezdin. And secondly, in order to be melamed tzchus for this person, because if the Beis Haskila would be right by Bezdin, it wouldn't take long from the time that he is sentenced until he is killed. But if it's at a distance from Bezdin, we still have that time, the time that he has to travel from Bezdin to the place where he is executed, for somebody to come and be melamed tzchus on him and to find some type of a tzchus, a merit, to save him. And the Mizrahi and other Mefarshim ask, why do we need the pasuk over here by the Mekoshesh Eitzim, Vayotziu oisei kol ha'edo, that the Eda took him outside the Machaneh to learn that the Beis Haskila was at a distance from Bezdin? We can learn this out from the Makalel, from the one who cursed Hashem in Parshas Emor, where over there it also says, Hoitzei es ha'makalel, take out the Makalel. So from there we can learn that the Beis Haskila was far from Bezdin. Why do we need to learn it out from this pasuk too? The Mizrahi answers, if we were only to learn from the Makalel that the Beis Haskila was far from Bezdin, we would say, maybe the person who was Mekalles Hashem, he did the worst possible sin of cursing Hashem, maybe only by him we have to take him as far as we can away from the Machaneh and stone him outside and far from Bezdin. However, by other Averis, for example, by one who was Mechal Shabbos, maybe over there we stone him inside the Machaneh near Bezdin. That is why we need a separate pasuk over here to teach us that even over here the Beis Haskila was placed far from Bezdin. V'ayin b'sefer emek ha'netziv, on the Sefri, who is Medayik, why Rashi has to learn out that the Beis Haskila was far from Bezdin from Pasuk Lamed Vav that says, Vayotziu oisai. He could have learned it out from Pasuk Lamed Hey, where it says that they stone him michutz lamachane, outside the machane. If it's outside the machane, obviously the Beis Haskila is outside of the Bezdin, rachok min haBezdin. Why does he wait to Pasuk Lamed Vav to make this diuk? And the Pasuk continues with the Parsha of Tzitzis. And we have to understand why the Parsha of Tzitzis is placed adjacent to the previous Parsha, the Parsha of the Mekoshesh Eitzim, which discusses somebody who was Mechal Shabbos. And the Parsha of the Mekoshesh Eitzim is written right after the Parsha of Avodah Zarah. What is the connection between Avodah Zarah, Shabbos, and Tzitzis? And Rashi quotes Rabbi Shah Darshan, who says, it is because all these three Parshios are something that is connected Kol HaTorah Kula. As we saw earlier, that the Avera of Avodah Zarah is equivalent to all the mitzvahs, like it says in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Chav Beis, V'loi Sasu Eis Kol HaMitzvahs Ha'ela. One who worships Avodah Zarah, it is as if he doesn't keep the whole Torah. And so too Rashi quotes a Pasuk in Nechemya that says that Shabbos is equivalent to all the mitzvahs. And we see also by the Parsha of Tzitzis that it says in Pasuk Lamates, U'zechartem Es Kol Mitzvahs Hashem. Through Tzitzis you will remember all the mitzvahs. So all these three things, Avodah Zarah, Shabbos, and Tzitzis, are equivalent to all the mitzvahs in the Torah, and that's why they are all placed adjacent to each other. And the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem said to Moshe, saying, Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'amartu aleihem. Speak to the b'nei Yisrael, and you shall say to them, V'osu lohem tzitzis. They shall make for themselves tzitzis, al kanfei v'gdeihem, on the corners of their garments, l'doraisam, for their generations. V'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof, and they shall place on the tzitzis of the corner, psil tcheles, a string of tcheles, which means a string dyed bluish-green with the blood of the chilazon, which is a marine creature. And Rashi tells us, two pshatim, why they are called tzitzis. Either because the word tzitzis means to hang, and since the strings hang down, that's why they are called tzitzis, or the word tzitzis means to look, and since it says concerning tzitzis, ureisem oisai, you should look at your tzitzis, that's why it is called tzitzis, because people look at their tzitzis. V'hoya lochem letzitzis, and it shall be for you for tzitzis. As Ibn Ezra explains, the word v'hoya is going back on the psil techeles. V'hoya, and this psil techeles, lochem letzitzis, is part of the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's not a separate mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Ureisem oisoi, and you shall look at your tzitzis, uzechartem es kol mitzvahs Hashem, and remember all the mitzvahs Hashem, va'asisem oisom, and do them. How does a person remember all the mitzvahs? By looking at his tzitzis. And Rashi tells us, since the gematria, the numerical value of tzitzis, equals 600, plus we have 8 strings and 5 knots, that gives us a total of 600 plus 8 plus 5, 613. And Tosfos Menachos Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph Divrei HaMaschil Loi asks, how can you say that tzitzis is begematria 600? That is only when tzitzis is spelled with two yuds, tzadik yud, tzadik yud saf. However, the three times that tzitzis is mentioned in this parasha, twice in Pasuk Lamed Ches and once in Pasuk Lamed Tes, tzitzis is spelled without a second yud. So we are 10 short. We only have a gematria of 590. Tosfos answers, because the first two times it just says tzitzis. However, the third time it says litzitzis. And the numerical value of the lamed is 30, which is equivalent to 3 yuds. Therefore, we take this lamed and divide it into 3 yuds, and we place 1 yud in each of the words of tzitzis, giving us a total of 600 in each word. And the pasuk continues, V'lo sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem, and do not allow your heart and your eyes to be spies for you, asher atem zoynim achareihem, which you go astray after them. Because the eyes and the heart are the spies for the body. The eyes see something, the heart desires it, and then the body does the avera. Do not let your eyes and heart be spies for you for evil things. L'man tizkru, in order that you should remember, v'asisem es kol mitzvotzai, and do all my mitzvot, v'yisem kedoshim l'lekechem, and be holy to your God. Why do we need this pasuk? Why does it have to repeat l'man tizkru v'asisem if the previous pasuk already said u'zechartem es kol mitzvos Hashem v'asisem oisam? This pasuk mem is repetitious. Therefore, Ibn Ezra says this pasuk is coming to tell us that if you remember the mitzvos and do them, you will reach the level of kedusha, v'yisem kedoshim l'lekechem, and you will be considered kadosh to your God. Ani Hashem l'lekechem, I am Hashem your God. And Rashi tells us why two names of Hashem are used here, the name Yudkei Vavkei and the name Elohim. And Rashi explains, Yudkei Vavkei is the name of Hashem, which means Rachmonus, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem who has rachmonis and will pay schar, pay a reward to the ones who go in my way. Elokeichem, I am Hashem who is midas hadin and will punish the ones who will not go in my way. Asher oitzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim, I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim on the condition to accept my decrees. And Rashi's second shot is, I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim and was able to differentiate between a Mitzri that was a Bechor, a firstborn, who was killed, and a Mitzri who was not a firstborn, who was not killed. So too can I differentiate between somebody who puts Tcheles on a Tzitzis and somebody who just puts Kla Ilon. Kla Ilon is a dye from a tree, which looks like the Tcheles, however it is not kosher for Tzitzis. So I will differentiate between one who does the Mitzvah properly and uses Tcheles, and one who does it improperly and uses Kla Ilon. Liyos Lachem Lelekim, I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim to be your God. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Why does it say Ani Hashem Elokeichem a second time in this pasuk? Rashi tells us that you might think, if I do the mitzvahs, I will receive a reward. However, if I don't do the mitzvahs, I won't receive a reward, but I won't get punished. Therefore, the pasuk says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Against your will, I am your king and I am your God, and you have to follow my mitzvahs. Zok Rashi, Ve'osu lohem tzitzis. Why is the word called tzitzis? Al shem apsilim hatluyim ba. It is called tzitzis because of the strings that hang down. K'moy, like the pasuk says in Yecheskel, Vayikocheni betzitzis roshi. And he took me by the hair of my head which hang down. So we see that tzitzis means to hang, and therefore since these strings hang down, the mitzvah is called tzitzis. Davaracher Zok Rashi, tzitzis, it is called tzitzis, al shem u'isa moisei. Because concerning tzitzis it says, you shall look at the tzitzis. Therefore it is called tzitzis. K'moy, like the pasuk says, meitzis minacharakim, looking from between the cracks. So we see that meitzis means to look, and therefore these are called tzitzis because people have to look at it. Techeles, tseva, a dye, yoreik, which is greenish-blue, shel chilozin, of the fish called the chilozin. Uzechartem is called mitzvahs Hashem, and by looking at the tzitzis, you will remember all the mitzvahs, sheminya gematria shel tzitzis, sheish meos, because the numerical value of the word tzitzis with two yuds is 600. Ushmoina chutim, add to that the 8 strings, the chamisha ksharim and the 5 knots, harei taryag, you come out with a total of 613. So by looking at the tzitzis, you will remember taryag. The word sasuru is similar to the words kemoi mitur ha'aretz, like the pasuk by the spies that says they returned from spying on the land. Tur means to spy, so too v'lei sasuru, you shall not allow your eyes and heart spy for you. Halev ha'inayim hem ragam leguf, the heart and the eyes are the spies for the body. U'misarsurim lo yesu averos, and they give over to it the averos. Ha'ayin roya, because the eyes see, v'halev choymed, and the heart desires, v'haguf oise es ha'averos, and the body does the averos. Ani Hashem, why does it use the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei? Because it means Rachmanis, and Hashem is merciful and is Nemal L'Shalom Schar, believed to pay reward. Elokeichem, which is Midas Hadin, Nemali Parea, he is believed to punish. Asher Oitzeisi Eschem, I took you out of Mitzrayim, Al Manaskein, on this condition, Padisi Eschem, I have redeemed you, Shetekablu Aleichem Gzeroisai, in order that you should accept my decrees. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, why does it say Ani Hashem Elokeichem a second time? Why does it say it again? In order that Klal Yisrael should not say, why did Hashem say to do the mitzvahs? Loi, is it not Chinase Venitel Schar will do the mitzvahs and receive a reward? Anu loy oisim, we will not do the mitzvahs, v'loy noitlum schar, and we won't take any schar. On that Hashem says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, al korchachem ani malkachem. Against your will, I am your king, and you must do the mitzvahs. V'cheinu oimer, and so it says in Yecheskel, im loy biyod hachazoko, em loich aleichem. If not, with a strong hand, I will become king over you. Zot Rashi, dover acher, einol pshat, in the words in the pasuk, asher oitzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. Lama nema Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why does the pasuk mention Yitzias Mitzrayim? And for Rashi, Ani hu shivchanti b'Mitzrayim. I am the one who differentiated in Mitzrayim. Bein tipa shel bechor, between a drop that caused the conception of a bechor. L'she'enu shel bechor, to one that was not a bechor. I only killed the bechor in Mitzrayim and not the ones who were not bechor. Ani hu osid lahavchin. In the future, I will differentiate ulihi poreya and punish minatoyle kla ilon bebigdoi, somebody who uses the kla ilon on his garment instead of tcheles, va'oimer tcheles hu, and he will say this is really tcheles. And Rashi continues with the drush of Rav Moshe Hadarshan. And from the drushes of Rabbi Moshe Adarshin, I have copied this pshat. Why is the parasha of Mekoshesh placed adjacent to the previous parasha, the parasha of Avodah Zorah? Because one who desecrates the Shabbos is equivalent to one who is Oved Avodah Zorah. Because Shabbos is also considered equivalent to all the mitzvahs. And so it says in Ezra, which really means Nehemiah, on Har Sinai you came down, and you gave to your nation Torah u'mitzvahs. And then it says, and your holy Shabbos you made known to them. So right next to the words Torah u'mitzvahs, it says Shabbos kodshecho. So we compare all the Torah and mitzvahs to Shabbos, because Shabbos is equivalent to all the mitzvahs. The af parashas tzitzis lekach nismecho le'elu. And for this reason, the parasha of tzitzis is also placed adjacent to these parashas. Lefisha afu shkula keneged kol mitzvahs, because tzitzis is also equivalent to all the mitzvahs. Like the pasuk says, va'asisem es kol mitzvahsai. By tzitzis it says, and you will do all my mitzvahs. So we see that tzitzis is equivalent to all the mitzvahs. And now Rav Moshe Adarshin explains that the mitzvah tzitzis is really a reminder to different aspects of Yetzias Mitzrayim. As Rashi says, al kanfei vigdehem, the tzitzis shall be placed on the corner of your beged, keneged vo'ese eschem al kanfei nisharim. This is corresponding to, I will carry you on the wings of an eagle. When they left Mitzrayim, they left al kanfei nisharim, on the wings of an eagle, which means that Hashem surrounded them with the Anani HaKovod, and when the Mitzrayim were shooting arrows, the Anani HaKovod caught the arrows, just like the eagle who takes the arrow in order to save its young ones. And that is why it says Al-Kanfei Bigdehem. Even though Kanfei means corner, it also can mean wings. So Al-Kanfei Bigdehem is alluding to Kanfei Nesharim. Al-Arba Kanfois, there is a mitzvah to place the tzitzis on the four-corner beged, v'loi balas sholosh, v'loi balas chomesh, not a beged, a garment that has three corners, nor a garment that has five corners. Keneged dalad l'shonis shel ge'ula. These four corners correspond to the four l'shonis of ge'ula, of redemption. Shenema, like the pasuk says, b'mitzrayim, v'itzeisi, v'itzalti, v'go'alti, v'lokachti. I will take you out, I will save you, I will redeem you, and I will take you. So we see that there are four different expressions of ge'ula, of redemption, and for that reason, there are four kanfois, four corners of the tzitzis. Psil techeles, the reason why we dye the psil, the string, with techeles is al shem shikul becheres, corresponding to the destruction of the becheres of Mitzrayim, because targum shel shikul, the targum of the word shikul, is tichla. Shikul means to destroy, and targum taiches on that tichla. So we see the word tichla, or techeles, means to destroy. So techeles is corresponding to the destruction of the Becherim Mitzrayim. Umakosam hoisa balayla, and their destruction came at night. V'chein tzeva ha-techeles, and so is the color of techeles. Doimel rakia ha-mashchi le'es erev. It is similar to the color of the sky when it gets dark at night. So we have two reasons why techeles, both referring to the destruction of the Becherim, either because techeles means tichla, to destroy, or because the color of techeles is the same color as the sky when Makis Becheres happened the night before they left Mitzrayim. And Rav Moshe Adarshin continues, Ushmoyne chutim, and the reason for the eight strings, keneged shmoyne yomim, corresponding to the 8 days, shesho Yisrael, that the Yidden waited in Mishiyotsumi Mitzrayim, from the day that they left Mitzrayim, at she'omru shira al yom, till they said shira by the Yamsuf. And all the Mepharshim ask, how can Rav Moshe Adarshin say that the Shira was said on the 8th day after they left Mitzrayim, when Rashi clearly says in Parshas Beshalach that it was said on the 7th day after they left Mitzrayim, and that is why we lay in the Shira on the 7th day of Pesach? What is Pshat in this Rashi? Rabbeinu Bechaye and also the Maskil of David answer the same teretz, and they say that although the Yidden left Mitzrayim on the 15th day of Nisan during the day, Paray was already trying to get them out the night before, as he said, Kumu tzu'u mitoichami, get up and go for my nation, leave now in the middle of the night. And since they had permission to leave already in the middle of the night, we can count it as if they left that night. And although in a Jewish calendar the night precedes the day, so even if they left that night, that is considered the 15th day, and it still would only be 7 days till they said Shira. Concerning certain halachas, we find that the night follows the day before. For example, by Karbonos. because by a korban that is eaten for one day, we say it is eaten for that day and the next night. So we see that the night follows the day. So too over here, concerning this, we are looking at as if the night followed the day, and that night was still considered the 14th day of Nisan. And now, if we say that they had permission to leave on the 14th day of Nisan, which is the night after the 14th, it comes out that the Shira was said 8 days later, because we count the 14th already as the first day. Maskil David offers a second teretz, and he says, since the Karban Pesach was shechted on the 14th day of Nisan, and the shechting of the Karban Pesach, which was the destruction of the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim, which were sheep, that was already the beginning of the Geula, the beginning of the redemption. And therefore, in one aspect, we can look at it as if they started going out of Mitzrayim on the 14th, and from the 14th until the Shira was 8 days. So in summary, Rav Moshe HaDarshan is telling us four ways that Tzitzis is a reminder of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Al Kanfei Vigdehem, corresponding to the Kanfei Nesharim, the four kanfois corresponding to the four lishonos of Geula, Techeles corresponding to the destruction of the Mitzrayim, and the eight strings corresponding to the 8th day after Yetzias Mitzrayim that the Shira was sung.